Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed its star, its rising, and have come to pay him homage. There are three concepts that struck me this week as I reflected on today's gospel, on this Feast of the Epiphany. Faith, awareness, and action. We have the Magi. The gospel does not tell us exactly who these people were, or even how many. Only that they were Magi from the East. We can deduce that this means they were not Jews. Tradition holds that they were a group of distinguished Gentiles, perhaps astrologers. Tradition also holds that there were three of them, based upon the three gifts presented to the Christ child of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And using Psalm 72, where it is written, "All kings shall fall down before him," tradition also presents these three as kings. Regardless of whether kings, astrologers, or distinguished men, scripture scholars stress the importance of these figures as representing all of humanity, recognizing Jesus as the Redeemer. One thing appears certain. They had faith that the Redeemer would come, that God would act on his promise of a Savior. This faith caused them to look for a sign, to watch, to be attentive. And because they were attentive, they saw the sign of the star, and with faith became aware that God had indeed acted as promised. They were fully aware that God had fulfilled his promise of a Savior. And with this faith and awareness, they acted, they moved. They traveled to find the Christ child, to render him gifts, to pay homage to him. Their faith, their awareness, and their action all allowed them to seek and to find Jesus Christ. We celebrate today our own entrance into the family of God and fulfillment of God's plan that all nations be united with Israel as co-heirs to heaven, as St. Paul writes in today's epistle. When we were baptized, we were given the gift of faith and were adopted into the family of God. As we grow in faith, we are called to maintain our awareness, to pay attention to how God is acting in and through our lives. And because of our faith and awareness, we are moved to action, to bring our gifts of time, talent, and treasure to the Lord, to give away what has been given to us. Like these Magi, we too must be guided by the root of David, that bright morning star, the light of the world. As the Magi adored him in his manger, let us renew our own vow to serve him, placing our gifts, our intentions, and talents on this altar during this Eucharist. We must offer to him our very lives in thanksgiving, for no lesser gift will suffice for our newborn King. So as we continue this Mass, and throughout this time of New Year's resolutions, think about your own faith. Examine your own level of awareness. How is God acting in you and through you? And what gifts that God has given to you will you act upon in this new year?